Well, happy Thursday, everybody. Pastor Steve here. I'm glad you've joined me for today's devotion. We are in the 8th chapter of Luke's Gospel. And as you open your Bible there, I want to encourage you, be praying right now. In fact, stop the video and pray if you need to. Stop the video and pray. God, give me an opportunity today to share the gospel with somebody, to invite somebody to church, to have a spiritual conversation with someone. God, give me an opportunity to have that today and the courage and boldness to speak when the opportunity comes. Pray that right now. Okay, we are in our reading plan in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 8, and I've always loved the parable of the sower or the four soils, whatever you want to call it, that's in Luke, and it's also in Mark's gospel. And I was reading it this time, there was a phrase in verse 15 that really stood out to me, grabbed my attention. Chapter 8, verse 15, he says, "But the seed in the good soil, these are the ones who have heard the word in an honest and good heart and hold it fast, and they bear fruit with perseverance." They stick with it. But the phrase that really jumped out at me was, they heard the word with an honest and good heart. I really hadn't paid a lot of attention to that previously, but it really grabbed me this time. They heard the word of God, the gospel, the word of Jesus, with an honest and a good heart. And as I kept reading the chapter, then connecting that with the parable of the lamp that we have in verses 16 and following, where you don't light a lamp and then, you know, put it under something so that it doesn't give light to those in the room. You put it on a lampstand so it lights the area around it. So the connection between those really, really stood out to me. In the parable of the sower, as you know, the sower is sowing the seed. The seed is the word of God. So when we preach, we witness, we teach, we share the gospel with people, we're planting the seed, the word of God. And Jesus says, every time you do that, it falls on four types of dirt, four types of hearts, four types of people. You know, the road, the path where it's hard and seed can't penetrate, it's just laid on top of the ground, the birds eat it, Satan steals away. It has no impact on people. And we've all shared the gospel with people, no impact. And then some falls on the rocky soil where, you know, the edge of the garden or just a rocky area. And there's a little bit of dirt, so it can, enough for it to kind of take root and spring up a little bit. But because the roots can't go deep and therefore they can't reach moisture and water consistently, the sun dries them and it dies. And he said there's some people, they have an initial response, an initial interest, but there's not enough depth. They don't moisture it, they don't water it, and it just dies. And then you have the seed that falls over here in the dirt, and it grows and looks really good, but then the weeds choke it out, you know, like letting weeds overgrow your garden. And the weeds are the things that cause people to worry and, you know, persecution and on he goes, and they don't produce any harvest, they don't produce any fruit, they don't mature. Then you have the fourth one, the fourth seed, the seed that falls on the fourth soil, the good dirt, and it grows up and it produces a harvest. Not all the same amount of crop, but they all produce a harvest, and that's the maturing, growing disciple. And Jesus said that fourth soil, the person whose heart, the person who responds, who ends up not only believing the word, but it grows and it doesn't get choked out by all this other stuff. It grows and it produces a harvest. It produces a fruit. They serve Jesus and they see people come to faith in Jesus. They grow, they mature as a disciple. He said they have an honest and good heart. And it's the condition of the person that determines what God's word does in his or her life. And you and I have no control over that. We have control over throwing the seed, planting the seed, having the conversations. But a person's heart determines how much they allow the seed to do its work in their lives. And so people who are not growing in Christ, they can blame everybody if they want to, but the truth is if they're not growing, it says more about them. A good and an honest heart. And I was intrigued that immediately after this parable, Luke writes about the parable of the lamp. And the point is that eventually, whatever is hidden is going to be revealed, okay? The lamp on the corner gives light. And Jesus, in verse 17, said, "For nothing is hidden that will not become evident, nor anything secret that will not be known and come to light." In other words, when you put these two parables together, one of the takeaways is that the true condition of a person's heart is revealed over time. You can't hide it forever. It's revealed over time by the results in their life. Sooner or later, how people, if you grow and produce fruit, if you allow the things of the world to choke out maturity and production, in time, the truth about your heart will be revealed. You can't hide it. It's one of the points Jesus is making. And so he sounds an admonition in verse 18 when he said, "So," okay, now because of all this, take care, be intentional, pay attention how you listen. Be careful, take care, pay attention to how you listen. See, the good and honest heart is hungry for the Word of God and listens with intentionality, listens with a desire to let God's Word soak into the fibers of their being and produce maturity and produce growth and produce fruit. How you listen or don't listen is tied to your heart and how honest and good it really is. When you listen well, you receive more. More harvest, more fruit, more growth, more maturity. When you don't listen well, you don't grow. In time, the light will reveal through what happens in your life the truth about your heart. That's just how life works, my friends. So train yourself to listen well to the Word of God because you want to be a maturing, growing, fruit-bearing disciple of Jesus. Hey, God bless you. I'll see you tomorrow as we wrap up this week looking at Luke chapter 9.